Good afternoon, sir. I mean, good morning, sir. The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Romero?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number?
Yes, ma'am. Edgar Romero, 262677.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing today. I see that you had a probable cause hearing on February 13th. So that will be incorporated into this hearing. But today, you were notified about this hearing on February 7th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's the form that said the hearing would be today. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of those is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on your video screen to your right, so the other end of the bench for me, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you'll see in a moment. There he is. He is a parole officer with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today, sir. So I need to swear both of you in, Mr. Romero and Mr. Turner. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Romero?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do also. I need to notify the board that Mr. Romero received a new felony charge for misconduct involving weapons with a commitment to DOC for 2.5 years with a community supervision begin date of 9/26/2020.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. The Mr. Romero, that significantly shortens your hearing, sir, because you've already had a probable cause hearing in which the probable cause hearings officer found, due to your admission, he found probable cause that you had violated the condition of your release and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company. But now, in addition to that, based on your new conviction, I am going to make a motion that, based on the findings of the probable cause officer for the phase one portion of this hearing, and that Mr. Romero did violate his terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. And then I'm going to further move, based on his new criminal conviction, I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Ms. Rutherford. And agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. I guess I probably trying to fill your paperwork out here correctly. Okay, so Mr. Romero, you heard the date that Mr. Turner gave. He's showing a community supervision was a begin date of September 26th of 2020, sir. So you'll remain in prison and serve that term, sir. And this will conclude your hearing, sir. Thank you.
I have a quick question. That's why when I get released on 2020.
That is your community supervision begin date, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And if you would you give the phone back to the CO3, please? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you guys.
Thank you.